this the type of media response that you're looking for today with this game happening? Is this what you were expecting?
I wasn't expecting anything. I just came to the locker room and here's a bunch of people, so I have to answer some questions and go home.
There's so much talk, obviously, about this game with you going up against Austin. Just, what's that like for you?
I'm not going to play against him. It's Toronto against Winnipeg. And it's just, yeah, it's obviously nice to play against him and see where we're going as the players, but it's just team against team and just a normal game.
Can you understand and appreciate, though, why there's so much interest from the first overall pick and second overall pick playing against each other for the first time?
Yeah, I think it's obviously exciting for people who are watching hockey that the first and the second overall playing against each other. And we've played against each other for a couple of times now during the past couple of years, and this is the first time playing against him in NHL, so it's going to be an interesting game.
Patrick, is there any rivalry? Do you feel like there's any rivalry at this point between you and Austin?
In my opinion, no. It's just the people who are watching hockey expect and talk about the rivalry, but I don't think you like that. He's a awesome player, and he's making his career in Toronto, and I'm making mine here, and it's just nice to play against him and his team, and it's a good test for our team.
How do you think the first three games have gone for you? So what's you expected it to be?
The first three games have been pretty good for me, we want more points as a team, and the first game was pretty good. And in Minnesota, the first period was awesome from our team. And I don't know, the last game, just we weren't just in our game, and it was hard to get those points. And today is another opportunity to try to get the win, and we just have to play 60 minutes our own game, so we can win.
Patrick, do you like these big stage games where everyone's watching, everyone's tuning in?
Yeah, these are pretty nice. That you have some pressure, and yeah, it's awesome to be here. It's the best league in the world, and playing a lot, so it's just nice to be here and have fun.
Were there any players you liked watching growing up that face off against each other? A lot of people for NHL. Is there any players for you that when you were growing up that you liked when they went head to head?
Maybe, obviously, because Ovechkin was my idol, so he had that kind of rivalry against Crosby, so that was quite awesome to watch those Penguins Capitals games, and there was just so much between those teams and between those two players, and it would be quite awesome to feel that moment, and I think we could have that kind of moments today against Austin and Toronto, and yeah, I think it was nice to watch those players.
Patrick, now that you've been here for a few weeks, what are your impressions of Winnipeg as a city?
Yeah, it's a good city. It's not a New York, of course, but it's really good. I like it a lot. The people are nice, and here's just so much to do and enough for me. And it's just good city. It's a awesome hockey city, and just awesome.
How does it compare to Tampere?
Yeah, it's nothing's like Tampere, of course, but it's something. Is sometimes feels like it's maybe a similar city, and this is a lot bigger city, of course, but it's people are nice there too, and here, so it's just feels like Tampere already here.
Do they stop you on the street and stuff, or is it pretty good?
Not that much. Sometimes, if if they know who I am, just want to have a photo or autograph or something, but not that much. Maybe I had that problem more back at home.